Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week, in yet another incident in what seems like an endless attack on Christmas, the state of Illinois allowed a group of Satanists to set up a display and worship the satanic image of Baphomet in their state capital. The contrast was stark: light versus darkness, evil versus good, truth versus a lie, and so on. On the one side was a traditional nativity scene with Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child, and right beside it was a manger occupied by a satanic image flanked by two men dressed in black singing praises to Satan. As disturbing as that incident was, it gives us yet another chance to talk about what Christmas is rather than what Christmas is not. On a broadcast that typically focuses on politics and public policy, it gives us a chance to step back and look at the bigger picture, to take an eternal perspective in the never-ending temporal battles. As believers in Christ, we're sometimes tempted to respond with statements like, "Jesus is the reason for the season." And while that's true, it now seems trite, overused, and cliché. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Be ready to give a defense for the hope that is in you." Christ is not just the reason for the season. His coming was part of God's plan from the very beginning. Prophecies foretold his coming thousands of years before he arrived. The Christmas story is all about God's plan for the redemption of his people, the setting in motion of the sequence of events that would ultimately lead to a cross on Calvary years later and Christ's victory over sin and death. While Christmas has been politicized in recent decades, it's a chance for policymakers to be reminded that there's a much bigger picture. Lawmakers must yield to the ultimate lawgiver. Governors and presidents must bow before the King of Kings, and the Supreme Court must remember that it is not the supreme judge. Our image of Christ on Christmas Day is one of a baby lying in a manger, and the problem for some is that's where it ends. For some, Jesus will always be that helpless baby born in Bethlehem, but that's not where it ends. Jesus came the first time as the gentle lamb, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He remained the sacrificial lamb throughout his time on earth, and as it says in the book of Isaiah, "Like a lamb led to the slaughter, and like a sheep silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth." It's important for us to know Jesus as the baby in Bethlehem and as the lamb sacrificed for our sins, but that's not where it ends. When he comes again, he will return not as the lamb, but as the triumphant lion of the tribe of Judah. He will return in glory and majesty as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Politicians fear Omicron. They should fear instead the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who was and who is and who is to come. This is the Jesus that we serve. This is the Jesus that we love. And this is the Jesus that we celebrate. As the world distracts, distorts, and downplays the importance of Christmas, it's our privilege as Christians to remind them to look not at the baby in the manger, but at the Savior of the universe. From all of us at the Montana Family Foundation, we wish you and your family a very merry and Christ-filled Christmas.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.